Good Friday morning. We're on the phone with Buescher Brothers RV. It is business of the week. John Buescher is on the phone with us this morning. And today we're going to talk about RC, which is remote control, airplanes, cars, trucks, helicopters. John, tell us about the inventory that you're carrying. Let's start with the brands.
Well, we have a variety of brands here, from Traxxas to Losee, Arma, Axial. That's the big names in the RC car and truck industry. They're just great cars. They're all fully repairable. We get into the airplanes. We have the E-Flight, Hobby Zone. That's a couple of the big names for the ready-to-fly type airplanes where you're pre-built. You just have to either add electronics. Some of them come with everything you need. Some of them you have to add your radio, but it's a great variety of them.
How big are the trucks, the off-road trucks and cars? I mean, what kind of measurements are we looking at?
Most of them are in that 1/10 scale is what's common. You know, they're going to be, I suppose, roughly 18 inches long by about 10, 12 inches wide. You know, so they're a decent sized truck. There are some bigger that go up to the 5th scale, which is very large for a radio controlled truck. And then we also have some 24th scale, which would be more in that, you know, 6 to 8 inch length. Great for inside use too. You know, those are indoor outdoor type.
Can customers take these to a track in somewhere in the area and run these things? Is there a competitive circuit that people travel through?
There is. The guys that are into racing, they travel all over doing racing. There's a local racetrack here in town. There's one in Webster City. There's down Des Moines. They're just kind of scattered all over as far as the competitive racing tracks.
So this, it's kind of a travel sport then is what it's become.
It is. That's what we work with. A guy down at Webster City at White Fox Speedway does a great job. Just started a track, and we do a lot of promotional stuff with him off and on throughout the year, and super place to go run your races at.
And these are not your typical remote control vehicles that you would find at a box store. These are top of the line, great brand name. It just provides a lot of enjoyment, a great hobby for anybody interested in that. Let's talk about the airplanes. I'd asked you earlier off air about the RTF, that's ready to fly, ARF, the PNP, which is plug and play and almost ready to fly. I struggled with the BNF. What was that again?
That was the bind and fly. That's the one where the airplane's pretty well all built. You just have to add your receiver and radio to it to make it work.
So you are selling all the accessories. If you need to beef up your remote control vehicle, you carry radios, basically everything, all the accessories required, correct?
It's a lot of repair parts, a lot of, I call them hop-up parts, you know, to improve your performance and durability, and, you know, different radios to give you better control and handling of your vehicles. So
I know a lot of people are into the remote control boats and trains. Do you carry those also?
We do have the boats. Trains, we do have some Lionel trains.
I mean, you can get into this anywhere from, I mean, sky's the limit, I suppose, but can you get into it for a couple $100?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can get into a great little like a Traxxas / ready-to-run truck for $200, $225. Going to get you everything that you need to get started in it.
And how about the airplanes? How big are those things?
You know, the airplanes vary from something maybe 15-inch wingspan up to, we've got a few of them here that are 8-foot wingspan.
That is crazy. And then do you have to have a certain place to fly those? Just do it in your backyard or go out to a big field? How does that work?
You know, some of the smaller ones are designated as like park flyers, they call them. So, you know, a lot of your city parks at a Ball Diamond, you know, if there's not a lot of people around, you can fly them there. You know, we have one big advantage being in rural Iowa is everybody knows a farmer that has a lot of space that, you know, so you can take some of these bigger ones out to a farm. The big thing is you want to keep, you know, a distance between you and an airport, you know, and check your laws on that too before you just take off and start flying, because there are some legalities with the airplanes.
Sure.
Just common sense. You know?
John, we have been talking all week long about Buescher Brothers RV. I have found it very interesting. You are more than just RVs. You carry generators. You carry lawn and garden equipment. of course, the RVs, the bikes and e-bikes. And now today we're talking about the remote control vehicles.
You know, the probably the one last thing that goes along with our RC stuff is we did put in a track in the back corner of our lot just for people to come have fun in. So anybody's more than welcome anytime they want to come use our RC track out here. So that is something that's open to the public, and we don't do races on there. It's just strictly for fun. So.
And is there a rental fee? Do you have to rent it by hour, or just come on out, check in, and tell them you're going to be back there running the car?
You just come in and sign a waiver, and you can come and go as you please.
Check out all of the RC vehicles that Buescher Brothers has to offer. You can go to their website. It is BuescherBrosRC.com. And it'll give you 20 pages of all the inventory that they carry in the airplanes, the helicopters, boats, and a few trains. And then again, Traxxas, Arma, Losi, and Axial are your big brands that you're carrying. John, what's your phone number?
It is 515-295-3588.
This has been Business of the Week featuring Buescher Brothers RV and John Buescher. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Have a great weekend, John.
Yep, you too. Thank you.